そうそうそう。Stoi de Teu, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. Pasuk says, "Lule seiros chashashuai azavadati ba'onyi." The mashal and tainus that Chav Zayin teaches, based on the Gemara in Menachos Daf Kuf Yud, where the Gemara says, "Omer Rav Yitzchok ma'itachsev zoyz teiras ha'oila, the teiras chato, the teiras oshob, the gal oisik b'teiras." We don't have the avodah. We don't have the same rabbi of korbanos to mechaper, right? The only etza is to learn about kodesh, and that's how the mashal teaches. Lule say ros chashash shuai. If we didn't have Torah to be able to learn to mekayim and the shalma for us for seinu, ozavadati ba'onji in the poverty of goals. And so that's at the svarim tzadikim taich. We say many times in davening, yirot sheibona beis hamikdash b'mehedo v'yomenu, v'sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha. What's the kesher between avoid the binyan beis hamikdash and Torah? Because we're davening the eibush shvi machzir shkiras l'tzion, and we should once again have the avoid. Aber as we say in Yiddish, bis de kretschmer da bin ich sogar mechaim. So it's der Weile in Golos, bis ich noch keine besser als Techo, gebe ich jetzt Korbanos mit Teure. And in fact, I saw in the Bajra Sereb, in the Devar Yisrael, in his Koli der Eisa, Mordik a Pshat, we say every day in Davni, in Korbanos, Abaya have a Mesader, Seda, Maracha, Bishmei, Di Gemora, Valibu, Da Bashol. So Mordik a Pshat, he says, Abaya used to do the Avoida every day. I had to do the Avoida, Bishmei, Di Gemora. Right? Because he learned Zvochim, he learned the Avodah of Kodshim, right? Where do you get such a kunst that you're able to get all the kapor and all the inyonim and the hashpos and the through learning, right? Valiba da abishol, the Ebrish is a chatata, and ma Hashem lekecha shayol mi'imachim liyira. So the Eibishter therefore gives us Bizman HaGolos, the Tikkun of Kal Yisrael, is the Lulei Seiros HaShashua, they were able to harav in Kodshim. Mikomakai, it's a Dover portion, that you can shalom forms for Seinu is only now Bizman HaGolos. Aber Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, you can't be able to with Torah, you have to actually be Maisa. You can learn Torah, Mestama. They did say the Karbonas. They certainly davened then. Or Maisa Karbonas, Bepoyal, you have to bring Bepoyal. And I saw the Einikel of the Marjus Rebbe, the Imre Eish, says a beautiful Pshat in the Zoyz Kukas HaTorah HaSiv HaShem Es Moshe. Says Zoyz. What is Zoyz? It refers to Zoyz Torah HaOilu, Zoyz Torah HaChatz. Right? How could he be Yitzu with Zoyz, with Dibur? Right? Chukas, how's Rashi, the Targum says Chukas, Gezeiros Eraisa. B'shas HaGzeira, B'shas Yidin Oren Golos, then we're Yoitza with Torah, right? Asher Tziva Hashem, Leimer, Yoitza with Dibur. Ober, Dabrel, B'nei Yisrael, when Yidin are in the Maila, B'nei Yisrael, B'ruma Mailis, Kisoriso, and Ashanu Kitikunim, and Yisrael, Shrim Alad Mosom, then you have to be Yichu Elecha Paraduma Mamish. You can't be Yoitza with Dibur, you have to. And that's what Rashi is Meram is Lefi Shasoton Vumas Oilam Moinim Es Yisrael Leim. They say what? What's this all about? On one hand, you say you could be Yitzur with Dibur Neshalom Forum Soseinu Dabrel, right? So why Dafka Bizman Beis Hamikdash? You have to actually literally bring a korban. So we say Chukakakti Gzeir Gazarti. This is the time of Golos. Aber when Mashiach comes, it will bring up the 10th Bar Aduma. Right? Ein l'cho reshus l'harar achar why you need meister b'poil and you can't be yitzu with dibur. That's Magdom. Dagdom to the Agdom. Now yet still zech hashayla, which is Dagdom to what I talk about. This is Parsha. One pulse in this Parsha. Mashiach comes today. 10 o'clock Mashiach arrives. And a person was over on Lavim, she's been meister, whatever. He forgot that it's Shabbos, he forgot he ate something on kosher, Rachman al Zah, whatever. Stell sich the Shaila, Kishibona Beis HaMikdash, do you now have to bring up a Korban Chatos for the Shkogis that you were over Bezman HaGos? A very famous clip. And by MS, there are three general shittas in poskenetz. The first is found in the Sefer Tzemach David from Rabbi Yosef David of Bezin Salonika, who the Chidor writes in Shem Magdolin was a Kodesh Vatar, the Hibini. And he writes, no, you don't. On that Pshat, the Gemara says, dear Menachos, right? Because in the absence presently of a Beis Hamikdash of Korbonis, the Neshalma forms for Seinu, that you spoke about, your Oisik Pateras Oilo, that gives you a 100% complete total Kapora, and nothing further will be needed. And with this, he explains, everyone knows the Gemara in Shabbos, that according to Reb Nosson's version of events, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha transgressed the rabbinical prohibition, and he read Lo'er HaNer on Shabbos, literally, and Korah V'hito, right? And the Kosov Alpin Kosei Ani Yishmuel ben Elisha Karisi V'tisi, right? Karisi Lo'er HaNer V'tisi, Ulishibona Beis HaMikdash Ovichatoshme. So there are those who learn that this is literally. You have to write down on your pinkus, Chas v'shalom, Perez b'chal Shabbos b'shoigig, L'kshavi Beis HaMikdash. However, as we'll soon discuss, Roiv Rubom of Polskim are mashmitis. The only, the Rebbe once said, Na'ora, speaking about this topic, the Rebbe said, Aviseinu Loisipurlon, you don't find, came out anywhere, right? And once I remember, Vav Tishrei, Tav Shem Aleph, the Rebbe said that the only place that is brought, like in major poskim, is the Morgan Avram and Shin Lamed Gimel, and Sifkot Lamed Gimel, right? And there he doesn't say La Halach, he says a Sipur. When he's dealing with the Tikkunim, the Kapor of Chil Shabbos, right? He tells the story of Yishmael ben Elisha. But he doesn't say B'der Achiro. The Bar Hetiv brings the Morgan Avram as a Chiyuv, right? The Tosfos in Masechta Shavuos, there's a Tosfos Emes and Yuma, Dapei, who says it's a chiyuv. But this Magen Avram is not brought in Halacha, not in Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's not brought in Mishnah Brura. Fakert, there is a sefer, I don't know who, in my ignorance, I don't know who it is, but I saw the Chavashel HaShoron brings a sefer called Shalmi Nissen, and he brings a raya that is not a chiyuv al pidin, from the beginning of the tour, right? The tour in Shinalf. That he writes, if he's going to write barichas, all the halachas of Shabbos, it'll take forever. Because halachas are absolute Shabbat, right? Who befrat that when you deal with the shiurim, each one of the lamed tes malachas until the seim, which is anyway well known, and it's not relevant for us. Why is it not relevant for us, says the Bez Yosef? Because today, the shir in the malacha is only relevant, the gabe bringing up a carbon chattis. Masha ein kein, the Isser is there, Bakoshu. Right? So, Lemainaf Kamina, the exact measurements for each one of the malochas. Is the Charaya, the Lalocha, the Torah is saying, you don't have to actually write that up in Kosoi, which you want to base in English. Otherwise, it would have been enough Kamina to us, that if a person, with Nuchal, yes, Shabbos, Rahman al Zan, he has to know how much was the Shir to write down if he's Nuchayev Achatas. Yeah, so this makes sense to say the Shita Aleph, we'll call it the Shifa, for argument's sake. We'll call it the Shita of the Sefer Tzemach David, but the Chido and Rosh David and Pnei David and Nachal Kedumas and various Sforim. The Chaim Palaji brings this the same Sforim, right? There's one Shita, minority Shita, who says that with the Beis HaMikdash will be built, you're not Mechuyev to bring up a Korban Chatzis Bepoil over Averis. We're done when there was not an operative option of bringing up a Korban Chatzis. You'll ask me. Therefore, you don't have to write anything down. You'll ask me about Yishmael ben Elisha did write Alpin Kosei. So this Sforim, it was merely the Chasidus. You're the holy man. Or in the Hakdomah from the Ben HaMechaber, the Shalat Shuvah, Samarsham, Chedek Beis, he says, you do it, the Gevort. If you yoitze something through learning Torah, Kosh Gangel, right? It's like a B'mokim Chatos, and in the Skaper. Or it's not a Chatos Shmeina. He wanted to do it, L'mahadrin, and he said, right, I bring a Pail Mamish, right? Or Shita number one is, you're not Mechuyev to actually write down, and you have a chuyv achatas. Shita number two, and this barichus niflo. We'll talk about it. First of all, the Shaloh Kodesh says in Masech the Yuma, Chatz Shalom, a person is over b'shogir chiv chatos, he literally has to write it down. So the Shalom Truvis Yad Elio from Lublin was asked, is the Shaloh Kodesh a din, a chiv, or is it Milat HaChassidus? As very often things in Shaloh are b'derech chassidus, b'derech musa, or whatever. And he said it's min ha-din. V'horayah Rabbi Yishmol. V'horayah the Gemara in Yuma daf pei, it's in Perakama, in Yerushalmi, a peya. That not only have to write down what the Aveira was, you have to write down the Shir. Because even if you ate less than a Shir, which is not a Chiyav Chatos, but maybe the next, the Bezin of Mashiach, or Paskin like a Chaz Nishir, or Paskin of Chayim No Mashiach, whatever. Since we don't know how they'll Paskin, write it down, and Bezin will determine. Hello? But the Yad Aliyot, the Shalom Tshuva Yad Aliyot, is learning this at Mi'ikar Adin. You have to write down in your pinkus the Aveira and the measure. Is a charaya that it's an obligation. And Reb Chaim Palagi, in a lengthy tshuva in Shalom Tshuvas, Lev Chaim, Simin Choftes, Simin Lamed, pages on this subject. He fears that halacha nishtazoi. You're not mechuyif to write it down. But it's a dover borer that when Mashiach comes, we build the Beis HaMikdosh, you're zichr mechuyif to bring a korban chatos for all the averes, l'mafrei you did b'shas magos. You with me so far? Yes? So, one second. The Gemara says, "Kol oisik b'teres oilek hilu ikrav oilek." So, what I got to be a chatas if I learned? So, this is the old famous classical question. What do you mean ki'ilu? When the Gemara says X is ki'ilu Y, is it literal 100% mamish corresponding 100%? As Rav Avad Yosef says, "Ha'harichas gedoyla." All this for him. The Chaim Palachi brings this. Usually, in most cases, not ki'ilu, X is like Y. Kolakoyus ki'ilu avaydazara, kolmizgah ki'ilu avaydazara. If you mazalus, you die, ki'ilu, you're a noyif. You know, whatever. Hello? No one ever said that not getting angry is yehorig valyav. Even imagine all the chumras, right? No one ever came up with that chumra. You with me? Asheral came. It's a ke'ilu, is it similar, beruchnius, whatever, on some madrega, bedakul, shebedakul, right? But it's not literal. So when it says, kol oyusik b'teiras oyluk, yigrav oyluk, means you get, as the Sforim say, a temporary, it's one way of learning pshat, a temporary suspension of punishment, because you have no brayer, what else should you do? You don't have a beis amigdor. But when Mashiach will come, you have to bring a proper 100%. That's one way of looking at it. And by the way, I'll give you an example. Everyone knows the Gemara in Hori is Dafid Aleph, where Rebbe said, Rebbe was a Nosi, he was a Nosi. He wanted to know if he commits a Zavera, is he Mechuyiv to bring like a Hedyit, or like a Nosi Asar? Shtel sich the Shaila asked the Beersheva, the man of Gemina, the Havahava. Now, if my grandmother would have had wheels, she would have been a wheelbarrow. If you would live, as man based on Midrash Kayim, right? And your Rebbe, the Nosi, do you have to bring like a Hedyit or like a Nosi? But you're not living after the churban beis hamikdash. L'mayn afkamina says the sefer ha'iragever. I'm ha'irius. Says the Torah tmima. Afkamina. Because if you have to write down in your pinkus, I gotta know what to write down. Rabbi Shmuel ben Eli said avichat teshmeina. Rabbi said if I would happen to be, what do I write down in my pinkus? Al kaponim is a dover bor that the. Rabbi Chaim Palagi learns that when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, you zicher have to what? Bring a Karmel Chattas for past Aveiros. So far, so good? Yeah? He didn't pull a rabbit out. This is Shitas Rav HaPoskim. The Rabbi Yoina says this in Shari Tshuva. The Beis Yosef, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, is Madayik, as the Har Tzvi speaks at great length, the Mabit in Kiryat Sefer, the Chum Sefer in the Kutim and Hilchan on Gemara Shabbos. Then Mr. the Rechaim Palagi Zayda, the Chikri Lev, has a whole simon. It's the beginning of our Chaim, it's been based about this. The Shalom Tuvah's Torah Lishmo, for Rabbi Yosef Chaim. And he brings the Raya. The Gemara says in the Dorim that Chassidim HaRishonim always wanted to bring up all the Karbonos for Kapara. Aber Achatas, you can't bring Benedova. Therefore, they were Noyder Al Sinozir. And then at the end, they had to bring up a chatos. This way, they got a chatos around. Shelz l'shayla, but why don't they just learn? Is the charaya learning doesn't help when you're good, right? And so brings the shayla tshuva sabakadisha and sheiris yankir from Dalgazi, etc., etc., etc. So there's two disparate, totally antithetical shittas. One is that you do not have to bring up a carbon chatas being based on Mikdosh, a minority opinion. And the vast majority of opinion is, yes, you do. Then there's a middle of the road compromised opinion, right? Which says, be'emes, I hold like the first sheet. Learning, kol isik pateris ayla, is 100% kapor. Nervos. And there's taina quite a few. Jus Yankiv, and the Chido and Pnei David, and the Lev Chaim brings this b'shem to say for Kol Yehudu, whoever that may be, right? Einachanam, the learning is a kapor. But in the korban, there's two aspects, like korban chatos. There's that which is a chelik avoya, that with the kahanim oichlim, v'ochlo oishabash a kupar bem. So the Gemara says in Psochim, in various places, Erechim, that kahanim oichlim, and the balabayas is in this kapor. So einachanam, vis-a-vis the Eibishter. I compared it to the Naveir, and he's shov, and he's mesvade, and he does all the dark yachuv. And the Davinenu, he can't bring up a korban. Right? So you could say the Eibishter forgives. More than that he can't do. And Oinus Rachmana Patre, 100% Kapor. Or Mitzad Chelik Avoyim. Or Mitzad Chelik of the Kahanim is the famous Asim der Eisen, Klal Yud Gimel, Gabi Piri Vadivya, the famous, that's discussed many times. Right? It says, Beis Engel, Oinus helps vis-a-vis you and the Eibishter. If I owe you money, and Prius Balchov is a mitzvah, contrary to what other some people believe around town, right? Prius Balchov, you can't say, well, I'm an honest chavir to geld, I'm potter. You're not potter. Any chiv, mitzad odom lechaveiroi, oinus doesn't help. Right? So mitzad the chiv to kehanim, that you're not potter. Lefi zer, Reuven Margolis, in Sefer Nefesh Chai, in the beginning of your, ask another question. When the Torah brings that a person to karbonos every day, he brings oila, and then chatos. Now, anyone, you're learning, well, yeah, Dafyin, yeah? Which comes first, an oil or a chatas? A chatas. So why is the Seder in Shulchan Aruch and Torah is first comes oil, then chatas? The answer, oil is kolul Hashem. There's no chelik to the kehanim. I, the oil, we'll talk about some other time, right? Therefore, by an oil, what? You get full 100% kapor. By a chatas, which is a chelik to the kehanim, where they also benefit, that's not a full kapor or shlema. Therefore, in Seder, though, we say it today, bismanagolus, first comes an oil, then comes a chatas. So far, so good. So basically, I now have, by the way, just parenthetically, so there's one sheet that says, learning about korbonis, bezman agolus, you can't bring up a poil, 100% kapara, more is not needed, even Mashiach. Another opinion says, no, it's not. The simple pshat, and that is, because it's only a mixes kapara, it suspends punishment, it's temperance, whatever, temperance. Others learn differently. The Rebbe learned, the Rebbe spoke to Vav Tishrei, Tovshin Nun Beis, Ramon Chaliyahu came with by the Rebbe, they wrote, the recorder was said, covered the whole Arichas. The Rebbe said, the Rebbe hold, Unishalma Formus Foseinu is Prat Miyosher Shlemus, that with our mouth talking about it, it's 100% Kapor. When? Now. When Mashiach comes, again, a marshal, a ger. How do you convert to Judaism? How does a convert convert? You need Mila, you need Tefillah, and you need Korban. Guess what? We don't have karbonis today. Right? When Mashiach will come, will the ger have to bring up a karbon? Is he a 100% Jew today? 100%. Narvas, he couldn't do the karbon. And if Bagheir says the Dara Seichem, he's a ger. When Mashiach will come, we'll have to bring for that. Aldera said, the Rebbe holds, it's 100% Shleimus HaKapora today through Teres Chatos, learning about it. But when basically it's really built, then you have to make up. Where's a right? The Rebbe didn't speak of it. The Chavetz Chaim says this. If you look in the Akdoma Rishoyne, the Chavetz Chaim say for the Kutei Halachas, he said it's 100% kapara by learning, and he said it in the Maimer Torah Ur, which the Chavetz Chaim printed in the Alta Akdoma, to the Asif Ezkenim and Kotrim, right? 100% kapara, and yet he says, when Mashiach comes, you have to bring up a Karmel Chatzis Nopil. I don't know. Ask a rabbi. I'm a rabbi at Holy Law. What do I know about that? Ask a come. You'll ask. What do you call it again? You'll ask. So why did Rabbi Yishmael, right? Why? Some say why don't you have to write it down in your pinkies like Rabbi Yishmael? So some answer, and the M is the mocker, the shalom shuvas tashbits, which Lev Chaim, the Chaim Palaji brings, because when Mashiach will come, as it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, meiruch v'don, v'aricha b'yiras Hashem. Right? You don't need to write down. He'll tell you how many chatos in your chayiv. The mamash lashon tashmitz. He yoyre chatoyim baderech. Mashiach will tell you your level of obligation. Gemarnu. Now, I came across this shaila of why la halacha we don't take a paskin. You have to write down al pinkosei lishibonim. So it's what the sefer chavasel is one of my favorites for. He gives a new svara, which I don't like actually. And his svara is that since today you cannot, not just you can't, bonus. The whole idea of karbonis, we're mufke from karbonis. Karbonis don't exist. Not that I'm an onus and I can't bring a korban. There's no, not only no chiv, there's no inni to bring a korban. You can't bring a, the whole idea of korban doesn't exist, bizman hazeh. So he compares it, l'moshel, gachman al-aslan, a person is an oinon, Mr. Shabbos. And Sunday morning was the levaya, and now he's no longer an oinon. Do they have to make havdalah sinish on Sunday? It's machloikis rosh, right? Rami Rutenberg says yes, because you have 3 days. So over the 3 days, they don't have havdalah. Bali Tosfos disagree and say the emes havdalah is Mr. Shabbos. That's money. The 3 days are tashlumim. If you were nifka from the etzem amitzvah bismanoi, it's al derech the gemara chayigah daftes. A person was a chigir b'yom aleph and then is his pater, right? He's pater because he's pater on day one. He's pater on the void. Is here also since the time I committed the avera, there's no idea of a korban chatos. Therefore, there's no, he's really supporting the first day. Yeah, it's the Samach David. Therefore, there's no chiv subsequently when Mashiach comes to bring a chatos for Averis, which you did at a time there was no inyan of a karmel chatos. That's what the Chavatzelos, Asharim, the Lulun sign says. How long this? I got no time to elaborate. That's the bottom line. This opens up Pandora's box, which is something I want to talk about today. What do you think of the Samach David? It's a very famous sugya. You could fill this whole room with sforim that handle about it. About the concept of chidush karbonus bizmanei. Can you have karbonus in our, in the zman goals? The whole afshoriyah, the possibility of bringing karbonus bizman hazeh, is based on the famous Mishnah in Edius, where Rabbi Yeshua says, this, by the way, brought in a, in Shavuos and in Megillah, Shemati shemakrivim afal b'shem vayis. You could bring up karbonis even in the absence of a beis hamikdash. And so Paskins the Rambam, La Locha and Perek Vav, Hilchos Beis Abchir, Locha Tesla. Even though I must tell you, Ali B'de Emes, the Rimigash teaches differently in Shavuos, and he says, Pshat Nebi Shua is, you could bring up a korban on the Mizbeach, even B'shaz, the walls of the beis hamikdash are temporarily, have collapsed. And the Seitz are Avoyde Toma from Chaim Neitin, we'll soon discuss who he is and what's the Matar of the Savior, right? He says, the Ravid, who disagrees with the Rambam in Hilchos Beis Bechira, he learned Pshat like the Rimigosh. Over B'shas, this total shmoma in the Beis HaMikdash, then everyone would agree, even Rabbi Shua, that you can't bring up Karbonos. But the Rambam obviously does not learn that way. Therefore, the Rambam Lohashal elsewhere upholds that a person who brings up Shchut Techutz B'zman HaZeh is Chayim. And Shchut Techutz, you're only over if the Behema was Roy L'Mizbeach, and there's no Mizbeach today, is a Chariah, there's the theoretical possibility of Makriv and Afal Pishayid by the whole Tumul and Rambam in Kamekrim. Historically, just for anyone who's curious, there's many who say that there was a period in Jewish history after the Churban, apparently between Churban Habayis and the Churban of Beitar, right? Where Jews actually, the Mizbeach still stood according to, it was burnt, but the Mizbeach still stood, and they brought up Karmonos. And there's Gemara's back and forth, Regamliel Diavna, where he told Tavi Av, his servant, to roast the Karmon Pesach. Regamliel Diavna flourished after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Kahena Rayas all over the place, the Marat Chayas brings dozens of Rayas, the Avoy the Tama tried to slug it up, Tumulzuch, back and forth. There is, for those who are, whatever, are interested, there was a famous Roman historian called Procopius. You never heard of him? I know about him. Because he was the ones who found in North Africa a stone in Tigris, somewhere, whatever, in Altver, which said, we are, I'm going to give a lecture about something else. We are from the tribe of the Gigoshi who ran away from the bandit Joshua bin Nun. He records the Gigoshi. Anyway, so Procopius says he witnessed Yidden bringing up Karban Pesach after Churban Habayis, until the Romans would not let us enter into Yerushalayim anymore. Hello? And that's when it stopped. You don't hear afterwards. The first time you hear discussion about this is in the Kafter of Ferech, who brings an edus that Rabbi Chil mi Paris, in the year 5017, wanted to go to Yerushalayim to build a Mizbeach to bring up a Korban Pesach. Right? And at the end of the day, he didn't go, and he didn't do it, and whatever. Ishi. But this is the second time you find up someone, Tzedetzich Vengen. Is a chariah that he thought that he could, Bizman HaGol, was bring up a Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach is a Tumahut Rebetzibur, etc. Less problems than other things. Stama Korban, you can't bring up, because we have no Paraduma, but a Korban Pesach, you can bring up a Tumah, Kal Yisrael, right? So the Rechil mi Paris, or whoever it was, or Baruch mi Paris, or Rechananel mi Paris, whatever girsa you follow, usually you say it's Rabbi Chil mi Paris, right? He wanted to bring up a Korban Pesach 700 years ago. Then what happened was there was a rabbi called Rezvir Kalusher, with Talmud Rabbi Kiveger, and he wrote a letter to Baron Usher Anshul Rothschild, and he wanted to colonize Eretz Yisrael, and he had this plan to bring up a Korban Pesach. So he wrote to all Gedal Yisrael, tried to drum up support. And there were those, to be fair, minority, who supported him, including the Tzaddik of Gaidis, Rabbi Leo, who else gave us Gomba? The Baras Chayis, the Kivyos of Schlesinger. There were those minority who did, but the vast majority of Gedal Yisrael were dead against it. Right? And the whole literature, the Sefer Avodah Toma, written about the Sefer, etc., etc., etc. And Berusham, the Gaon Rebbe Akiva Eiger, and his son-in-law, the Chasam Sofer, and the Aruch Hanim. And they bring a host of reasons, practical reasons, why it's impossible today to bring up Karbonos. Forget about Tum. You have to know exactly where is the Mokem HaMikdash, and where precisely is the Mokem HaMizbeach. You have to know who exactly is a Koyin, their Yichus. You know? You have to understand the big day kahuna. You have to understand what is tchelis, what is argoman, what are the avne, the avonim in the. There's so many gazillion different machloikis. How you mechanich the mizbeach, how you mechanich a kuyin. But there's problems. The end of the day, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and so it's practically impossible to do it. Besides the fact, I must tell you, let's take we'll bring up a Korban Pesach. So what are you going to do if in Hilchus Korban Pesach, the Raman Paskins, you roast the Korban Pesach coal with the Gira Nosha in it, and the Raivet Al-Asar, I want to read the Lashon Raivet, the Raivet says, Ein Isur Godol Mizeh, V'im Eskev Oichol Pesach V'yovei Lefonek Hazeh, if someone would bring me a Rambam's Korban Pesach, right? Yeah? If I take it right in front of the Rambam and throw it on the floor. Now, who today can be machria between the Rambam and Raivet? Besides the fact, the Meir Auerbach, the Kalash Arov, when he was asked about this Shaila, anyone ever learned Yerideya, right? In every line, every simon in Hilchos Dreyfus, there's a gazillion machlokes. Right? So when it comes to Hilchos Kashrus, you can be machria. When it comes to kochim, if it's a sirch on the ray, l'shitas this, it's whatever. You can, well, I'm super kosher and I'll give it to the goy. It's kochim. Give him a habit kochim, l'chinim, right? The Tfuah Shor, just like he wrote a whole sefer on Yerideya on Yisrael Heter, he wrote, said Rameir Urbach, he wrote an entire sefer on these halachas vis-a-vis kochim. And at the end, on his deathbed, he told them they should be goyinuz it in his kaver, because we don't have a shulchan aruch on these matters. And no one can be machriya until Bias HaMashiach. So in every schnit and trit, you can just imagine the gazillion shailas you'll have to bring a korbanos. Physically, practically impossible. The shaila is, and this is the ikur shaila, besides the theological form of Shavakach, the Seder of Geula, etc., etc., Mashiach, Mishamayim, Beit HaMikdash, Mishamayim, put all that aside, right? The ikur shaila is the, everyone agrees, bepoil, right? You can't build a mizbeach today. Anyone who tells you is a reformed rabbi or whatever, they don't believe in korbanos anyway. Right? Yeah? But is it a practical, technical problem, or is it an intrinsic problem? What the Chavetz Chaim was getting at is that the mufke from korbanos. could be that karbonos are shayach today. We practically can't do it because we don't have the knowledge and the know-how how to practically get around all the halachic problems. But it's theoretically possible. The emes is the Saba Kadisha. Shlomo Yehuda Alfandri, the Munkach, someone who corresponded to Giva Eger and was alive in the 20th century, right? He writes that there's no inyan to mishtadl to build a mizbeach, even if you get over all the problems, because it's not the Rotzen Hashem. Matsyenke and his barplukter is Virsh Kalish are held, right? He brings the Tanchum in Parshat Savim, Ein Yisrael Makrivim Oilof Nakadosh Baruch Hu, then Ein Tzion Vishalayim Niv. You can't build a Yisrael without even first bringing up a carbon oil. Brings the Raya, Tachbeitz, Oilo, Zavachol, Tzukim, and the Moitzil Oirin, Maduris Yisraelayim, he brings, I heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Zundel of Salant, who's a Rebbe of Yisrael Salanter, who heard from his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Valozhin, or a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, the Gero, the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon once said, Rid Loshin, Az mir velen zecharuf chapin mit dem korban tomet of dem harabayis, is shoy nachalz. Then we finish. We've cracked it. We finished the goals. But therefore, there was the Jewish college tried to be mezaris to bring up korban and stuff upon. I got upon a korban Pesach. Since Eliezer has a whole different shot, whatever, the whole tumun. So there are those who mazar is it, that's the Virish Kalish's book. And then, like others say, it's theoretical. The Chasm Ish said it could be, based on a pasuk in this week's parsha, Vashi Moisias Migdal Sheikhem, Vle Ariach Reach Nichoyach. David says, I will not smell the Reach Nichoyach of Karbonis. From which the Chasm Ish in Menochah says, Sipshat is that it's not mitzad the halachic problems. It's pshat is bizman ha-golus. There is no inyan of reyach nichoich. You can't be boiled. That's part of the gezeira of golus. And Rav Eliashiv in his Aorus, Amesef Tiyuma says, that is gufa, the shitas ha-chinuch, where there's no chiv to eat if you're allowed to be. The chinuch paskas makriven av ha-bishay in the bayit, like the Rambam. But there's no chiv to do so, right? Because he held, as we'll soon see, like the Shita v'le'ariach, right? That today there's no nachas ruach to the Ebrister from the reichters. Who is the Rosh HaMedabrim in this Shita? This is the Orchan, the Orchaner in the Sefer Bin Yizkiyahu, first simon in Arachayim. I have no time to elaborate, but he says, bottom line, the Iker Raya that you can't bring up that. The Chazal say, the Rambam Paskins, Vashi Moisias Migdash Sheikhem. Here we learned that the Beis HaMikdash, even Bishmatzel of Shmama, even if it's desolate and destroyed, it still has the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. I'm not going to involve how different ways different people learn, how to dash and the Pasuk, and whatever. He learns the Iker Raya, the Eshkel learns that way, and others learn that way. The Iker Raya is in the second part of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, the Eberstu won't smell the Reach Nichoya coming from the korban. If it's Osir, if there's no Kedushas Parabayas Bizman Hazeh, what do you mean the Eberstu? There's no korban. It's right, the Kedusha remains, and the Rambam Paskins Kedusha Rishoyin, the Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Osir Lovi. The Kedusha that Shlomo HaMelech gave to the Beis HaMikdash is enduring, is eternal, Yishlaim is called Ir Netzach. Nervos, but the Eberstu said you can't bring up the korban is not the Nachas Ruach, not Reach Nichoya. Right? So why did Rabbi Yeshua say Makriven Afal Bishayin Lebayis? If you can't do a Bizman Hazeh, first of all, he says Bidiyovet. If you went and brought up a carbon Bizman Hazeh on a Mizbeach, you're Yoitzer Bidiyovet. Just like if you brought the Gemara says in Zvachim, there are six things you bring up a carbon. Has to be one of them L'shem Reach and L'shem Nichoyach, right? And if you didn't do it, you're Yoitzer, but it's only Bidiyovet. But right? But you can't Lechatchila do it. And Afgemina, right? That is of Shutechutz we said before. That's how the Aruch HaNer learns in Shalom Shuvis Bin Yansin. Right? The Emes is the Netziv in Shalom Shuvis Meshiv Dover, in his Hamik Shaila, in numerous places in Hamik Dover and Chumash. He goes more than that. Because even if a person brings up a korban, Bizman Shabbat 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 Shaloy L'Shem Reyach, Shaloy L'Shem Nichoyach, right? Bidiyavah you say is Yoytzen. But medvar amamurim that there's a Beis HaMikdash in this karbonos. The you person did not bring it up with the right kavon. What happens if it's not shayir to have reich nichoyer? Because the Eibushter cursed us with the galus, and the Eibushter says liyar reich is reich nichoyer. It's called because kol she'ena royal lebila makvosi. The fee is there. the Emek Brocha from Arya Pomeranchik, Talmud Muvik of the Briskerov, of the Griz, the Muritik Pshat Nagod. In Dagodu, we say at the end of the Brocha, right after Hal, the first part of Hal, the Brocha Asher Golon. Smeichim bevinyan irecho, v'sosi bavoydesecho, v'nuichal shom min azvochum min apsochim, as yegiyu domam al kirmiz bechacho lirotzim. What other kind of Korban Pesach is there lirotzim? Because he says, he had a Kabbalah from the Netziv in this Prat. Einach anamad, there's no Korbonah today. Korbonah is not l'reich dichoyach. So the Korban is possible l'shitas on Netziv. Nervous. The one exception is Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach does not have to be l'shem reich dichoyach. Doesn't say anywhere reich dichoyach by Korban Pesach. Fakir, the Gemara says the ikar of Korban Pesach is what? Not the Korban, not the Torah burning anything. Ilachilu. Therefore, it doesn't take. So the only Korban you could possibly bring up is. So you could bring up a Korban Pesach. But we ask the Ebrisher give us a proper base on Migdosh, and we should bring up Korbanos. And Yagiu Domam Al Kiryas Hakadosh Mil Rotsin and Nachas Ruach to the Ebrisher. Right. Okay, I have no time to elaborate. There's a whole forum just on the subject with Raya's Sukkim Yecheskel, etc., back and forth, whatever. There are others who say that there's b'chlal no. There's others who say Pshat in Rishua said Makriv that Kedusha Rishuin the Kitchel Shaita Kitchel Lavi is not the way I was learning. Normally you learn. Right, that the kedushas harabayis from Shlomo Melech is eternal; it never stopped. Nay, they say in this 70 years of Golus Bavel, it stopped, and you couldn't bring up karbonos. Umizman the churim beisat bayisheni yitzvaiter stopped. You can't. Pshat is that the kedusha of the harabayis that Shlomo made automatically was reinstated when Yidden came back b'mei Ezra, and will be reinstated automatically b'mei Mashiach, and you won't need to make a further sanctification, a kiddush of the Beis Tamid Harabayis. Or by Einach Nami, Bezman said there's no kiddush, even Lishitas Harambam, based on Rabbi Yishuv. It's a fascinating way of understanding Shitas Harambam. So brings the Sefer Migdal Dovid from Alexander Dovid of Lisa, a whole Sefer against the Drishas Tien of its Tzvirish Kaldusher, right? But what can I do? All the Rishonim learn Yishuv. All the Rishonim learn Shitas Harambam, the Ravid Bereishim, the Meiri in a few places, the Ran, the Ritva, etc., etc. And there the Ritva and Masechta Begil Dafyus Avol Rishua, the Mekedusha Rishonim Aflos Lovei Mutar LaHakrib Bezman Hazeh LeChatchila, which is against also the Meishiv Dover and the Aruch HaNer. By the way, the whole Riki Veger and the Chum Sofer who tumbles against. Chiddush HaKarbon, Zvirish Kalash, Zvirish Sien Sefer. They bring 100,000 different reasons, technical reasons, but they don't bring the Aruch HaNer's reason. The Zechariah, Bekiva Eger, and the Sefer, and Dimem, did not hold of this reason. So it's possible, theoretically, to be a Karbonis, right? Yeah? Bizman Azeh. For other reasons, whatever, you can't do it but practically. Or in theory, what do you do with the Pasuk in this week's Parsha? Yeah. So okay, we could tumult. I have no time to elaborate. The Jusian has an answer back to the Aruch HaNer, back and forth. The simplest answer, just to be brief and whatever, is found in the Kli Chemda, right? And so Ratzif Pesach Frank, the whole sefer devoted to the subject of Mikdash Melech. It brings a simple answer which slugs up all the simple. Who say you can't? We said Le'ariach. Everyone knows the Ramban. Every school child knows. There are two places you find the Teuchacha in Chumash. One is Parsha B'chuk Koyusai. It's a small Parsha. It's only 49 Pesukim. What is it? Yeah? And in Kisov. There used to be a guy who had a wife, a terrible wife. He nicknamed her B'chuk Koyusai. A clean Parsha filled in the clothes. Right? So this Parsha is a smaller Parsha. And the color in Kisov, Teuchacha, is double. Right? What's the difference? So the Ramban famously says the Teucha of Parsha Chosai is the Churban Bayis Rishon, and Kisava is Bayis Shedi. The Barvinel, oh, Pumfaket. But that's just a normal pshat you learn in the trials at the Ramban. Oy, Bazoi, so when was the Loi Ariach Reach Nichachachem? By the Churban of the first Beis Hamikdash. Kumta is the whole second Beis Hamikdash L'chura. There was no Reach Nichoich. The Shekhinah didn't return. There's Chasar Chidvarim, etc., etc. There are those who argue. There's a sefer called Harak Kuidish for Moshe Nochum Shapira, Reb David Shapira's son. Well, Murray did a sefer on Dizan Yonim. A whole sefer on Dizan Yonim. Shleim is Manazah. But Kiv Kriyab is Manazah. Oh, but he said it's very schwer to say when there's a pasuk in Haggai which says clearly that the Shekhinah will return and the Eibush will have a ritzui through the Korbanos. He will mirasa. But Pshat is, nevertheless, so what's the Sfora? Right. There was. The Pshat is, the Chichemda says, Ritzi Pesach Frank says, and others. I'll give you an example. The pasuk says, B'shasa Golos is gam ki ezak vashaveya sosam tfilosi. Is there a chiyuv to daven? The pasuk says, "Chatshechem vayadechem sonan nafshi." Is there a chiyuv to keep yontif even with managolos? Elamai, you got to do what you got to do. You got to do tayag mitzvahs. Behad the kasher that Rachman alam b'loch. You got to daven whether your tefillos are accepted or not. None of your business. Whether the Eibishter has reached a geshmak from the way you keep yontif, I don't know. Right? But you got to do what you got to do. Al derech zeh, even when is there a psul, right, of that has to be, the korban has to be l'reach nichoyach, and if not, we said, okay, stop point. When the psul comes be from you, that you're not bringing up this korban, the makriv, if you're being makrivit l'reshem reach nichoyach, and the makabel, the Eibush tekvayochel, is not accepting l'reach nichoyach, that's his problem, not your problem. And this is found in the Shasan Shuvah's Mariah for Rabbi Yankiv Aaron Ettinger in a tshuva to the Shari Tzedek, the Dejerov, right? You got to do what you got to do. And the moral of the story is that BeEmes, what can we learn from this is, going back to what I started from, right? There are those who want to say that the reason you don't have to write on Pinkoso is because when Mashiach will come, you won't have to be a carbon. Why? Because the whole idea of carbon is where Mufke from. And when I'm learning Luchitas Roiva Polsky and Vidishtasoy, the Be'emes, there is a Chiyuv of Karbanos today. We're not Mufke from it. May not be a Chiyuv, but there is certainly a Inyan of a Karbanos, right? The Heter for Karbanos. And we can't do it. So we're missing something. Therefore, when Mashiach will come, we'll have to have a makeup. Das Roiva Polsky, from that we're missing now. But the moral of the story is, just like the Rishmol Kosval Minkosi, so the Muslims for him say, the reason is if Katosi Nevi Sam, to have evidence, like, to remind them all the time of the need for Kapora. As Al Derech said, the Ayid needs to be a Dorish Lati and Tiani, Dorish Ainla, Mikhal the boy Risha Chazal say, that he has to know, and the famous Peshat I've said many times, who says it? One of the great Sadiqim. Eile Pekude, oh. I'll say he says it. The Bialer Rebbe, the Shila Ostrom, in the Tovzon, the father, the grandfather of the Bialer Rebbe. Muri Dikav said, Eilef Kudei Mishkan, Mishkan, Eides Shapuka, the Moshe, say Chazal, the Mishkan, it was like a taking from us as a pikot. Like a pledge. Shtel sich the Shaila, the Shalmi says the Eibush is Bechuyiv to keep his own Torah. Magid Vorov, Yankov, Gomertov. The Eibush is bound to keep his own Torah, and he took away the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim and wherever because of our Averis. Neshmashkin, Bishvil, I mean, the same shall Yisrael, Loshna Rashi, Parshat Gudei. Isn't there a Chiyuv in Torah that had Boya Shemesh to Jivenelo? No? And Yidden have been in Golos for 2,000 years. Where is the Boya Shemesh? Where's the Eibush's Kiyam of Torah Mitzvahs? No, the Pasuk says, in Chabuil Tachmul Salmos Reacha, at Boya Shemesh Jivenelo. Why? Who the Balkaira? He who ksusay la oire. He's some lasi la oire. Yeah, what are ya? Bame yishkov. He can a shluffin. He can a shluffin. Vahoyaki. It's like a live. It's a mighty. It's a mighty chan. If a yid wouldn't be able to sleep, and he cried to the Abish about the big cotton that's taken from us, then the Abish shall be din is mechuyev, and the Abish shall help in taka, which is zoicha. The Allah brachas and Allah the Tov till the Oilechas and Kamenius, and we should be Zoycha Taka. What do we say in the Lost in Pesach? The name of the fun of Shir Chodosh, I will say no up to this nothing. Amen.